We've had the wonderful schluss of learning about Maaser Sheni. We've spoken a little bit about the general purpose of the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. We've spoken about how it's after you've taken off Truma and Maaser, and which year did you take off Maaser Sheni. We spoke about how you figure out, is something in the second year, or is it considered to be in the third year? We've had some conversations about Maaser Sheni. In general, though, we know the primary goal of Maaser Sheni is to take that Maaser, unlike Truma that you're giving to a Kohen, or the first Maaser that you're giving to a Levi. Maaser Sheni, you are bringing to Yerushalayim, and it's a mitzvah to eat it there. And you eat it there in Yerushalayim. That's already fairly clear in the Psukim, in Dvarim, in Perek Yudalit. If you look at the Mishnah on Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah is explicit. Maaser Sheni nitan le'achila l'shtiya l'sicha. The Maaser Sheni can be eaten, you can drink Maaser Sheni, you can anoint with Maaser Sheni. Lechol davar shadarko lechol, lasuch davar shadarko lasuch. Whatever is normally eaten, you eat Maaser Sheni, whatever normally drink, that's what you should be drinking Maaser Sheni, etc. As the Rambam points out in Perush HaMishnah, this is more or less clear in Psukim, that you're allowed to do a lot of these things with Maaser Sheni. That's discussion there about Sicha, but that's there in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like this. In Hilchos Maaser Sheni, in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Maaser Sheni says the Rambam, Nechol Lebalov, the owners of the Maaser Sheni, eat it in Yerushalayim. The definition of Yerushalayim, the Rambam, is Lifnim Mechomos Yerushalayim, inside the original walls of Yerushalayim, not the walls that we think about by Shar Yafo, inside the Old City. There are walls there, and within those walls, so that is where you are allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. However, the halacha is, that's only Bizman Beis HaMikdash. When there is no Beis HaMikdash, it's not Ne'echal B'Yerushalayim. That relates to what we do with Maaser Sheni Bizman Hazeh, and Be'ezra Hashem will have a discussion what we do Bizman Hazeh, hopefully at one of the last year when we speak about nowadays. But that's all the general halacha of eating Maaser Sheni. It's clear in Chumash. The Mishnah says eating, drinking, anointing to use it in a productive, normal way. And the Rambam paskins like this in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, again in Perek Beis, halacha Aleph. There is a very interesting question asked by Rishonim. A lot of our discussion tonight will be based on what's found in the Sefer Mitzvahs HaMelech. He did a fantastic job on this mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Sheni. I'll give a little bit of background just so we could be clear. Many of us, or some of us, learned Nedarim last year. If you learned Nedarim last year and you were sensitive to what's going on in Dalim and Babe, we spoke a little bit, I know some of us did, about the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. We spoke a couple of years ago in this slab at the mitzvah of Achilas Truma. We'll speak, as Hashem, or some of us will speak about later on in the first parak of Gidin about Achilas Truma. But let's get a little bit of background just to introduce the question a little bit. In general, with karbanos, there's a mitzvah of achilas kachin, at minimum with certain karbanos. It's very clear as an example that with the karban ola, that karban is entirely offered on mizbeach, and no one eats it. So there's no mitzvah to eat a karban ola, that even be an iser. But there are certain examples, let's say kachim, kachay kachim, achatas, or an asham, certain kinds of karbanos, where it's clear for the vast majority of Rishonim, the Rambam, including the all Rishonim, the Rambam, and Mitzvot Tasei, Peites, a person, a Kohen who eats, a Kohen eats from Mechatas, a Kohen eats from an Asham, when a Kohen eats that, that's considered to be a fulfillment of a mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, when a Kohen eats Kachay Kachim. The Gemara even says in Mesechus Pesachim, it could be that only when the Kohen eats your Karban Chatas, do you actually get Kapara. You're only really forgiven for your sin when the Kohen eats it. That's considered to be the fulfillment of a mitzvah mid'oraisa. There is a discussion in Rishonim. What about other kinds of karbanos? Are those also considered to be a mitzvah to eat? So we have an example, a karban shlamim. What's a karban shlamim? I decide I want to go and offer a karban to Beis HaMikdash. A shlamim, part of the karban. Part of the karban. Shlamim is unique in that you can eat it for 2 days and one night. A karban shlamim, what happens with a karban shlamim? You give it to, some of it goes on the mizbeach, some of it a Kohen eats, and some of it a Yisrael eats. So is there also a mitzvah to eat those things? That appears to be a machlokas harishonim, different days harishonim, Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ramban. Is there a mitzvah of eating kachim kalim? Is there a mitzvah for a Kohen to eat Kachem Kalim? Is there a mitzvah for a regular Yisrael to eat Kachem Kalim? Those are all different discussions in Rishonim. Again, some of us spoke about this at length last year. Is there a mitzvah to eat Meiser Sheni? Maybe. There's no like mitzvah to eat it. I'm not allowed to waste it. I can't do something inappropriate with it. But I'm not per se yotze or getting extra points in Shamayim when I eat it. I would lose points if I wasted it. I would lose points if I treated it appropriately. But maybe in fact there is no actual positive mitzvah that I fulfill in etzem the eating of Meiser Sheni. That appears to be, as some of the Achronim point out, the sheet of Rashi in Krisus on Daf Dalad Amud Beis. Rashi appears to understand that in fact it's more of a lav haba miklal aseh. There's no mitzvah to eat Meiser Sheni. Just, you're not allowed to not eat it. I'm not allowed to waste it. If I would waste it, I'd violate a negative prohibition, but there's no per se positive fulfillment. There's no real mitzvah in the classic sense to eat Meiser Sheni at all. That appears to be the shita of Rashi. However, for a whole group of Rishonim, there is a mitzvah to eat Meiser Sheni. That mitzvah is a mitzvah, which if I have Meiser Sheni, I'm not a Kohen. But I would have a mitzvah to go along and eat Meiser Sheni. The interesting machlokes amongst Rishonim is, if there is in fact a mitzvah of Meiser Sheni, does it get counted in the 613? Is it one of the 613 mitzvos? And if it isn't, why isn't it a mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni? So then Rashi and Krisus may maintain, there's no positive mitzvah, just you can't waste it. It's an isser to waste it. But there's no positive mitzvah. For many of you, Shorten, there's a positive mitzvah to eat Meiser Sheni. The only question that we have to try to figure out is, what exactly would that positive mitzvah be? Would it be counted or not? So there are three mahalchim in Rishonim. If there is a mitzvah of Meiser Sheni, how is it counted in the 613? The Ramban points out, this is in source number 7 on the sheet. It's the Ramban, what happens as follows. The Rambam wrote Sefer Mitzvos, where he counts the 613 mitzvos. The Ramban writes a running commentary on the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvos. The Ramban primarily, or at least in large part, is trying to defend the Bahag. The Bahag wrote 613 mitzvos. The Bahag had his own count. The Rambam argued with the Bahag's count, and the Ramban tries to defend the Bahag. And along the way, the Ramban often argues with the Rambam. He says to the Rambam, what? You shouldn't count that as a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. Why are you counting that? One of the things that the Ramban has to do, because he argued with some of the Rambam's list on the 613, he has extra leftover mitzvos. He's going to have some mitzvos that he has to say, well, if you argued with me, you thought that wasn't a mitzvah, so how are you getting to 613? So the Ramban, at the end of the Sefer, has something called Shichachas Asin, Shichachas Lavin. The Ramban lists the things which he thinks the Rambam left out. Things which the Ramban says should be one of the 613, the Ramban left it out. The Ramban in Shichas Asin Aleph points out that according to the Bahag seems to count the mitzvah of Achilas Meiser Sheni as a separate mitzvah. It's a standalone mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of separating Meiser Sheni. There's a separate mitzvah called Achilas Meiser Sheni. It's its own mitzvah. Makes sense. I'm not going to include it in any other mitzvah because what's it similar to? So I'm going to count the separate mitzvah called Achilas Meiser Sheni. The Rambam does not at all count a mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni. So what are you going to argue? Maybe you would claim the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni because the Rambam holds, like Rashi and Krisus, it's not really per se a mitzvah. And that's not why it's counted. But you can't say that. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, it's in the context of Ben Sorer Umorah. A Ben Sorer Umorah has to violate certain aviras to be considered a Ben Sorer Umorah. One of them has to do with achila, certain kinds of prohibited eating that the Ben Sorer Umorah does to become a Ben Sorer Umorah. So it gives in the 8th parak of Masechah Sanhedrin. The Rambam there in Hilchos Mamrim, it's on the sheet, source number 9. Hilchos Mamrim, parak Zayin, halacha beis. The Rambam there appears to write that there's some, so Okli Mahem, the Bidvar Mitzvah, Osha Achlam by Shani Birushalayim, or even Tchumiyah, not Tchumiyah Veil, but it's the Rabbanan. Sounds there in the Rambam, you read the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Achilas by Shani Birushalayim is a mitzvah. So if it is a mitzvah, how come the Rambam's not counting it on the list of the 613? According to Rashi and Pesachim, it's not a mitzvah, I'm not counting it, Lavo Mikal say, and maybe Lavo Mikal say you shouldn't count. Maybe. According to the Bahag, it's a separate mitzvah. What about according to the Rambam? So the Megillas Esther, one of the commentaries on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, the Megillas Esther writes that the Rambam holds eating Maitre Sheni is a mitzvah. Just it, included in a different mitzvah. Often, when a Rishon does not count a mitzvah in the 613, could be hold it's not a mitzvah, could be hold it's Dirabbanan, or he could hold it's included in a different mitzvah. What mitzvah would it be included in? So it may be included in the mitzvah of separating Maaser Sheni. The Rambam may hold that there's a one mitzvah called Maaser Sheni. And included in the mitzvah of separating Maaser Sheni, of separating it, is also everything that has to do with Maaser Sheni, which includes as well the mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni. It's all one mitzvah called Maaser Sheni. Why is Rambam not mentioned? A separate discussion of eating Maaser Sheni, because it's included in the general mitzvah of separating Maaser Sheni. Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri, Hilchos Mamrin, Perek, Hilchos, that's the wrong, sorry. In Hilchos, Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph. That's what Rav Shach also assumes in Avi Ezri. He connects it to a similar discussion the Rambam has. I think 2 years ago, we learned Trumos sitting right over there, and we spoke about their machloks and Rambam and the Ramban. Do you count Hafrashas Truma, separating Truma, and Achilas Truma, eating Truma? Are those two separate mitzvahs? Are those all considered to be one mitzvah? So there may be Rishonim out there, the Rambam amongst them, that thinks you don't count them as separate. There's a mitzvah that might have Sheni, but not like the Bahag, who says counted separately, says the Rambam counted as part of the mitzvah of Hafrashas Maaser Sheni. Howie, thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban says there is a mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni. And the Ramban says the mitzvah is not included in Hafrashas Maaser Sheni. The Ramban says, I like counting these things separately. And the Ramban says the mitzvah is not going to be counted on its own. The Ramban makes up a new mitzvah. In that mitzvah, he includes two things. The Ramban says there's a mitzvah. We'll read it inside. It's very important. Says the Ramban, Shnitzavenu le'echol Maaser Sheni u'bichoros birushalayim lifnei hakel yis'aleh. What the Ramban seems to include, he mentioned Bechor, seems to include is, there are different kinds of karbanos. There's kachay kachim, karbanos eaten just by kohanim. That's one kind of mitzvah. What the Ramban's counting here is a mitzvah for a regular Jew to eat both kachim kalim, I eat a karban shlamim, I eat it in Yerushalayim, I eat a Bechor that's done in Yerushalayim, and I also, the mitzvah, the Maaser Sheni, it's all one mitzvah. Meaning, says the Ramban, there's really two different mitzvahs. There's something called mitzvahs kachay kachim, eating certain karbanos al yedei the kohanim, the holier kinds of karbanos, achatas, eating by kohanim. There's a separate mitzvah called mitzvah of eating kachim kalim, many other karbanos, and Maaser Sheni. When a Yisrael eats certain karbanos, that's a separate mitzvah. That's a separate mitzvah. Interesting. I understand why I would think Maaser Sheni is maybe not a real mitzvah like Rashi and Kris, I get that. I understand why you'd want to count it separately, that makes a lot of sense. I understand why you would want to count the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni as part of Hafrashas Maaser. There's an assumption that we'll count the separating the Maaser and going through Simon eating it as all one mitzvah, but I can hear that. Why would I group together? What is pshat in the Ramban that I would group together eating Maaser Sheni and eating a Yisrael who eats a Bechor, a Yisrael who eats, who eats a Karban Shlamin? Why would that all be included in the same mitzvah? Why would the Ramban hold that that makes sense? So there are two Mahalchim, I believe. One of them will suggest, in light of something that we've already seen, and the other is a Mahalchim, the Mitzvah Samelach, which I think makes a lot of sense. Although, we'll point in parentheses why we may view things a little bit differently. The first mahalach is as follows. We spoke about the first week, what the purpose of Maaser Sheni is. And we made the following suggestion, based on different discussions, in some Rishonim and some Achronim, that maybe part of what Maaser Sheni is, it's different than other mitvos hatkluyos ba'aretz. Truma, I'm giving something to a Kohen. He eats it. Maaser, I'm giving something to a Levi, and the Levi eats it. I can't eat Truma. Can't eat Truma. I'm giving it to them, I'm giving it to someone else. Maaser Sheni, you're not giving to anyone else. It's not like Maaser Ani, where I'm giving to people who are poor. Maaser Sheni, I'm taking it myself, I'm eating Yerushalayim. And what's the purpose of eating Yerushalayim? So we saw the Pasuk tells us, Leman Tilmud, that a person should learn Yiras Hashem. You're going to go to Yerushalayim and learn Yiras Shemayim. We spoke at the time about what exactly how it happens. It happens through osmosis, it happens through learning it. Tovas and Baba Basra, Kota Sifri. What exactly happens? We made the following suggestion. That part of the mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni, it is like, on some level, we are like a Mamlachas Kohanim. And just like Kohanim have mitzvahs of Achila, so we too are an elevated people. We too are able to come into Shalayim and eat the equivalent of our karban. One idea that we suggested that you may see here in the Ramban is that even though Maaser Sheni, in so many ways, is not technically a karban, doesn't have technical halachas of a karban, but it does really, we've seen examples in the first couple of shiurim, what I can do with Maaser Sheni outside. It's mamon gavoa, it's mamon hedyot. We saw a discussion, it's possible in a certain sense, that Maaser Sheni is like a karban. That's the yisod of Maaser Sheni. It's not offered on the Mizbeach, it's not eaten by Kohanim, it's eaten by us. And part of what the Ramban may be trying to say is that relate to Maaser Sheni, it's very similar to a Yisrael who eats Kachim Kalim. That just as you can eat karbanos, you can eat regular karbanos, certain karbanos, you could also eat Maaser Sheni because Maaser Sheni is like a karban. So why am I including in the same mitzvah as eating karbanos a chiddush in Maaser Sheni? That Maaser Sheni is like a karban. And when you eat Maaser Sheni, just like a Kohen who eats, it's achilas kachim. There's another halacha that there's certain things that Yisrael could eat and that also has elements of like eating a karban, which is why it's included in the mitzvah of achilas kachim kalim. That is one suggestion that one can make for why he would do that. 1, 2, and 3, as far as clarity, that's fine. Okay. The mitzvahs hamelech has a very different suggestion. The mitzvahs hamelech points out as follows. I'll give elements of it. Hope it's presented in as clear way as possible. I just left the safer at home, so. Some of you are thinking it's a 45-second walk from here to home, and the answer is correct. I think they say sometimes the Chazon Ish, maybe, when he would say, like, the safer is not tachas yadi, to, like, quote. Say sometimes that meant it was like on the shelf. He just mamish had no koch at the end of the day. I'm really just lazy. So just for the record, you could note that. But I am honest. Okay. At least sometimes, I guess. Middle has the following suggestion. Maaser Sheni is not, he doesn't say exactly, but not the first mahalach. It's not like a karban. The real mitzvah of achilas kachim, on some level, achilas karbanos, that is a mitzvah that's incumbent upon Kohanim. And that's a mitzvah. Why do Kohanim have to eat it? Because that's how you get kapara. Gemara Pesach Medaf Nentes. Vachlu Osam Asher Kupar Bahem. Kohanim Ochlim Ubailim Mischaprim, the Gemara says. When Kohanim eat, it gives kapara. That's real Achilas Kachim. Okay. So what's going on with Yisrael, with Kachim Kalim? What's going on with Maaser Sheni? It is not at all like a karban. There is a separate mechayiv. That is a different kind of Achila. What is that achila, says the Ramban. He goes back to the same source, but reads it differently. V'zo mitzvah min ha-mitzvos, hi gedola me'od. Is a special, unique kind of mitzvah. Shenasim batam leman tilma liyira. What mitzvah the Melech says as follows. I'm speaking, hopefully you're clear on this. I hope this is clear. The Pasuk says the reason why you eat Maaser Sheni is in order to acquire Yerushalayim and to come to Yerushalayim in a certain sense. What I was suggesting in the first Mahalach, one approach which I think makes sense in light of some things that we've seen, is that that Pasuk defines for us the entire nature of Maaser Sheni. That part of Maaser Sheni of coming to Yerushalayim is to have it be like a karban. Says the Mitzvah HaMelech, no. Maaser Sheni is not a karban at all. and kachim kalim, the reason why you're eating it is not a kiyum in achilas kachim at all. So why am I eating maaser sheni and why am I eating kachim kalim? It's a separate halacha. It's a kiyum in a certain sense in the mitzvah of Yerushalayim that the Torah was telling you here. It's not achilas kachim. That's quoted earlier in Sefer Mitzvot. The Rambam had the mitzvah of peitas. That's achilas kachim. This is a separate halacha, which is called achila hamevi lidei Yerushalayim. It's achila hamevi lidei Yerushalayim. That the achila of kachim kalim, when you eat kachim, when a Jew eats maaser sheni, that's an achila which is part and parcel of part of the mitzvah. It's like a kiyum to give you a sense of Yerushalayim. Parentheses. How come it's not included in the real mitzvah of Yerushalayim? Because that means you may be able to do it in a variety of ways. There's a specific chiyuv that you may have called achilas maaser sheni. But for him, why is the Ramban grouping it together with maaser sheni? That's because you have a separate inyan. It's a mitzvah to eat it. When you eat it in Yerushalayim, it's going to give you more Yerushalayim when you're there. It's not like a carbon at all. It doesn't have dine kachim at all. Don't start calling it maybe mamon gavoa, like it belongs to Hashem in that sense. Maybe it's more like a mamon hedger. It still belongs to you. Just, you have an achrayas to eat it there to help get Yerushalayim. Let's chazer what we saw just thus far so we can make sure that we are all clear in what is going on. We've seen the following thus far. Is there a mitzvah of eating maaser sheni in Yerushalayim? Rashi increases, lav dafka, lav habam miklal aseh. It's an isser to treat it inappropriately. No mitzvah. You don't get more points for eating it. We saw then, maybe from many mishnayos, it is a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, it's a katan 613. Bahag, yes, separately. Rambam for Megillas Esther and Rav Shach, yes, included in the mitzvah of hafrashas maaser sheni. Third, the Ramban, yes, including the mitzvah of eating a Yisrael eating kachim kalim. But why is it included with kachim kalim? Eating a maaser sheni is like a carbon also? Or, no. Whenever you eat, like a bechor, whenever you maaser sheni, you're eating in order to be, for it to be a kiyum on some level of maaser, of getting some more Yerushalayim. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. When the Yisrael eats it, at least. Kohen eats a little bit different. That's for the Ramban. No, kachim kalim is eaten, shlomim, let's say, is eaten by Kohenim and Yisrael. So it could be the Kohenim is eating is different. Could be. That the Yisrael's eating of kachim kalim, maybe Yerushalayim. The Kohen's eating of kachim kalim, maybe. Yeah.
Is Yerushalayim coming just from going to?
That's part of the question. Just going there, or is it? I'm actually doing once I'm there, I'm learning all those questions. Yeah. I'll give you a quick. You know what? Two or three just quick nafkaminas just to have. One nafkamina is the following: when you eat maaser sheni, you have to make a bracha. When you eat maaser sheni, you have to make a bracha. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Derech Amuna, there on the Rambam Hilchos Maaser Sheni, he writes, well, it's pasha for the Ramban, lechora, you have to recite a bracha. The Ramban counts it as a mitzvah. Therefore, it must be, before you eat it, you're going to make a bracha, Asher Ketan Mitzvot V'Tzivanu, a bracha mitzvah, before I eat it. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and I even hold that even though the Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah in the 613, but even the Rambam would agree, you make a bracha before you eat maaser sheni. How come? Because the Megillas Esther explained that for the Rambam, it really is a mitzvah. Just the Rambam includes it in a frashas maaser sheni. So since it's included, but it really is a mitzvah, so the Rambam himself would agree that you really do make a bracha prior to eating maaser sheni. We would point out that if you learn like Rashi and Krisus, that really it's not considered to be a mitzvah, so then it is possible one could be done. Maybe you should not be reciting a bracha prior to eating maaser sheni. Another nafkamina. I'll put it very briefly. There is a discussion in the Lecha Mishnah and Hilchos Mamrim there about if there is a mitzvah, is the mitzvah dafka on the bialim or on anyone that eats it? Are they mekayim a mitzvah? That we're not going to speak about for now at all, but that's just important to think about. Nafkamina following nafkamina. A sukkis nafkamina. The she'ilah today was on Yanta Sheni, so I will think about sukkis. Carrying on that theme. I think you say the Rupshitzer, the Zerek Kodesh, every day of the year. He's very connected to some Jews are Yom Naram Jews, and some Jews are like Purim Jews, and some Jews are Sukkot Jews. I think you say the Rupshitzer every day of the year would do something connected to Sukkot. I think, I read that once in a book. I don't know. So, to Mekayim, the words of the Rupshitzer for himself, we will talk about Sukkot right now. There is a very famous Bach. The Bach points out that in general, we know there's the Machogas in the Gemara, mitzvos trichos kavana or mitzvos do not require kavana. And the Gemara, the Shaila and the postgame in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samech, I believe in Rechaim, what do we assume they do or don't require kavana? If they do require kavana for most mitzvos, what that means is all you have to do is know you're being mekayim a mitzvah. That's all I have to do. Know I'm being mekayim a mitzvah. However, the Bach points out that there are three contexts in which just knowing you're doing a mitzvah may not be sufficient. What are examples of that? One is sitting in the sukkah. It could be just knowing it's a mitzvah. I have to also know why I'm sitting in the sukkah. Lema'an yedu doroseichem. I sat in the sukkah, anani hakavod, sukkas mamesh. The Bach says that requires a higher level of kavana. Machloksim and poskim, bikuriyako, primagadim, mishaburah. Is it ma'akev b'dieved? Too late now. But if on the first night of sukkahs, I sat in the sukkah, I didn't have that in mind at all. So was I yotze or not yotze? You know, it's a question. Nunu, it's all good. Hashem loves you, and that's all that matters. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sebetz Melech, what would you say about the mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Sheni? Mitzvah Achilas Maaser Sheni. On the one hand, maybe it's a regular mitzvah. And like any regular mitzvah, mitzvah Tzichos Kavana means that as long as I know I'm doing a mitzvah, it's all good. This is a reading Yonah that relates to some of this stuff. We're not talking about it now at all. Aran, Magen Mishnah. That's reading Yonah. What about the following? If I hold the purpose of the mitzvah is lema'an, in order so that you're going to get yira shamayim, because if it's more of a Ramban kind of an idea, the way he learns a Ramban, that the pure mitzvah is to give you yira shamayim, maybe going and just knowing your mekayim and mitzvah is not enough. Maybe if the purpose of the eating is to give me more yira shamayim, when I go there, I have to have kavana to try to get out of Yerushalayim the yira shamayim that it can have. If it's really all about that. And maybe if I learn like a Ramban, it's really, it's an achilah, maybe the day Yerushalayim, maybe I have to be aware of that when I go to Yerushalayim to make sure I'm going to try to acquire it, especially if it's about going to hear Shiurim in Yerushalayim and things like that. Maybe the Kavana on some level is really Ma'akev, parentheses, as he points out, unless you assume that what does it mean that eating Maaser Sheni gives you Yerushalayim? Is it about really going there and it's a rational idea, you're aware of things and you get more Yerushalayim? Or instead, is it really that it's a segula? There are segulas out there. Eating Maaser Sheni gives you Yerushalayim. What's another segula out there? Always like ridiculous ones around like fast days and things like that. I don't know, whatever it is. Drink water 11 times and like it's all good. You know, always like things that are out there. And like this is like a segula also. And that's how it works. Akan. So we saw as follows. Is there a mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni? Machlokes. If there is a mitzvah, is it part of the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni? Is it its own mitzvah? Is it have to do with Achilas Kachin, Kalim? If so, is it because it's like a karban? Or to give you Yerushalayim is the main idea. One nafkamina between some of these, am I going to say a bracha? Second nafkamina, do I have to have an extra degree of kavana? Let me just end by saying one final, just important nekuda. This mitzvah Melech has also, the Chazon Ish in the back of Orachayim has a chiddush, which is as follows. The Chazon Ish says, even if there is a mitzvah, this is nafkamina halach lemaisa when it comes to peeling things that are chayiv in like truma and Maaser Sheni, like, can I peel an apple or not? Am I wasting the peel? Do I have a mitzvah to eat dafka, like to peel, things like that? Proper discussion there in the Chazon Ish about what you do exactly with all of your stuff here. But the Chazon Ish has the following chiddush. He says, even if it's a mitzvah, so many of us know that there are different kinds of mitzvahs. There's what's classically referred to as a mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah that you have to do. You got to put on tefillin tomorrow, no matter what. We have a mitzvah of putting on tefillin. But many hold, especially many achronim hold, within some rishonim, there's something called, maybe some rishonim, a mitzvah kiyumis. What's a mitzvah kiyumis? Mitzvah kiyumis means if you don't do it, you don't get punished. You lose no points. If you do it, you do get points. You don't have to do it, but if you do it, you get points. What are potential examples of mitzvah kiyumis? So there are two well-known ones. The most famous is a gra. It's also a chizkuni. Eating matzah after the first day of Pesach. The first night, got to have a chiyuv to eat matzah. But after that, eating matzah, the gra describes, the chizkuni as well, that you don't have to eat matzah on the rest of Pesach. Just if you do, you get points. It's a mitzvah if you do. Yishev Eretz Yisrael for Rav Moshe and for the Rav, maybe a mitzvah kiyumis. Says the Chazon Ish, I hold Achilas Maaser Sheni is also a mitzvah kiyumis. You're not chayav to eat it. If there are other things that you want to do with it, or mutter, whatever it is, you're good to go. There's no mitzvah. Just if you do eat Maaser Sheni, you get points. If you do eat Meister Sheni, then you get points. Because of that, he's a little bit more makil about what you're going to do with like peels from Meister Sheni. If you're a finicky guy and the food's not that great, you know, like how much you have to feel pressure to eat all the food if like, I can't, it's like, you know, like the guy, you know, for sure he can eat in Shavim Chadar Ochel. But even like, you know, other places also he can't eat. And he wants to figure out a little bit. So there's not, strictly speaking, for the Chazon Ish, a mitzvah chiyuvis to eat it, and therefore we're going to be a little bit more makel. We spoke about tonight a very, very important question. The mitzvah of eating Meister Sheni, is it really a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Hopefully we got some good, nice, clear Torah here that's going on. But Ezra Hashem, the next couple of weeks, we're going to speak a little bit more about this. We'll speak about what happens if you eat Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, and we'll speak about who's allowed to eat it, in particular an onen. We're going to be contrasting the next couple of weeks, hopefully, Meister Sheni versus other mitzvahs atlios ba'aretz versus other ideas in Kachim, and trying to figure out exactly where Meister Sheni falls out. Shkoyach, have a wonderful night.